day the Legion came to town. There was a man who lived in Garrison, known by the Romans as Jerash, the main town in the region. And Jerash, Gerasa, had run afoul of the Romans. Who knows what had set them off this time? Maybe Gerasa hadn't paid all their taxes. Maybe they'd been harboring some rebels from Israel. There was really no hope in thinking that they were too remote and too insignificant for the Romans to bother with. Really. The Romans ruled with an iron fist and many legions. So he had been there that day when the 10th Pratensis Legion came to town, flying their banners with the pigs on them. And the legion had attacked and destroyed. And they had attacked not just Gerasa, but all the communities in the whole region. And he had been caught up in the fighting, trying to defend the innocent, feeling their helplessness and their hopelessness as so many died around him. So much death. But afterwards, as he remembered, he found himself raging at his helplessness, out of his mind, no longer knowing what was real and what was nightmare. Taking out his rage and his fear on everyone and everything. The smallest thing could set him off. The sound, the shadow. And he became a danger to himself, a danger to everyone, until they had to chain him up. But in his madness, even chains couldn't hold him. He kept breaking free and fleeing, driven, haunted. So much death. And he ended up living among the tombs, a fit place for him, living with the memories of his dead. The horrors he had seen, the deaths of innocents, the deaths of his family, his friends, of those who had fought alongside him, the people he had killed in his desperation. So he lived in the tombs with death. Naked, his shame exposed for the world to see, vulnerable. There was nowhere to go, nowhere to hide. Nothing but death and fear and memories. And then Jesus came. And he felt a power that he had never felt before. He was afraid. He didn't know what to do with this power. Was it going to hurt him again? But this power reached out to him. This man came to him, not with brutality like the Roman legions, but with a power to create, a power to heal, the power of love. Jesus came to him and said, "What is your name?" And he didn't know how to answer. Who was he anymore? He didn't know where he began and where his memories ended. Jesus cast Legion out. And some part of him found himself laughing at the humor that all that haunted him had gone into a herd of pigs, the very emblem of the legion that had come to town. Unclean, unclean by Jewish standards. And that's where all that horror had gone. And now he could feel again. He could feel something besides anger and shame and fear. He could feel love. He could feel the desire for connection. He could feel joy. He wanted to be with the one who had brought him those things always. He wanted to follow him. He wanted to stay with him. But Jesus wouldn't let him. He said, go back. Go back home. You have a life to live. You have a community to tell. When that community saw right there at the beginning what had happened to him, they weren't happy for him. Their reaction wasn't joy. It was fear. Yeah, they just lost an entire herd of pigs, and that was a big economic loss. You know? Was it worth it? Was it worth it for one man's wholeness? Well, they were worried about the money and about their economy. There was more going on than that. And he understood. He wasn't the only one who was haunted by Legion. He understood that they too were imprisoned by fear. They were besieged, beset, haunted, left captive. They knew what Legion could do, and they didn't want to attract Legion's attention. So the final part of his healing was Jesus' command. Go back. Go to others like you who are trapped and enslaved by fear. Go back to the community that cast you out. They didn't want any part of you. Go back and tell them the good news that my power, God's power, the power of love, is greater than the power of fear. It is greater than the horrors. It is greater than the darkness. It is greater than the demons. And it can make you whole. All of you. And it calls you to a world where there is no more slaughter. Where there is no more imprisonment in fear. There is no more hatred of each other. Go back and tell the good news. And learn how to be home again. Learn how to be part of a community. Learn how to work for peace. It's not just a story from long ago. This is a story that is told over and over again in our day. We have people right in our midst, in our church, in our towns, in our country, in our world, who live haunted by Legion. How many veterans live with horrors that they can't even talk about with their families because the memories are too hard, too painful? How many homeless people live trapped by memories? Some, many of them veterans, but others raised in because no one has ever shown them. How many survivors of all kinds live with the legions of their memories? Awakened by them in the middle of the night, isolated. And how many immigrants today are living with the present horror? With the fear of who's going to knock on their door and separate them from their family and throw them out. How many asylum seekers on our borders fled one horror only to find another? How many children are still being separated from their families? And if you read the news just the last week, you know it's still going on. Legal orders or no legal orders. Children are still being separated from their families. And they're being kept without beds, without soap, without toothbrushes, without even clean clothes to change in. And children are being asked to care for other children. 8-year-olds taking care of 2-year-olds. Legion isn't just somewhere else. Legion isn't just far away. Legion is here. But we believe in a God who is greater than Legion. We believe in a God who does not let Legion win. Not for always. And a God who calls us not to be ruled by fear. Not to be ruled by our fear of economic loss. But to believe in a power greater than that. To trust, to open ourselves to God's love. And know that still today, God can cast out Legion. Still today, God can heal broken lives, broken hearts, haunted memories. God is still at work doing that business, calling us always back into community, into love. I'd like to end with a story of someone I know. His name's Johnny Pope. Some of you may even have seen him up at St. Stephen. He's a man with tattoos all over his face. And when I first met him, he was haunted. I called him out one time because he'd taken a machete to the tree in the corner of the portico up there at St. Stephen. He was living up there. And I said, Johnny, you can't be using a machete on our tree. Just not allowed to harm the church property that way. And he said, looking at me, and clearly in the moment, this was where he was. I was releasing Irene the Red Dragon. Whoosh! There wasn't a lot to say except, Johnny, you still can't be hitting the tree. Well, Johnny got drawn into, I spent a lot of time working with Johnny. And there was one day I asked him, Johnny, how you doing? How are you today? And he looked at me and in a rare moment of clarity, he says, I'm okay. Thanks for asking. Not many people. And he got drawn into Tracy Flowers' orbit, partly through the shelter we had there at St. Stephen, because she was coming and working there. And he ended up going regularly to the day shelter. And she kept working with him. And she kept working with him. And showing him that there was love. And that there was another way to live. And that there was hope for him. has visitation rights with his son.
Wow.
The story of Legion is not just a story for back there. God still heals today. God still brings wholeness today. And we who know God's love, are called to go into our communities and be saved.